Hearing none. Clerk Lane, you're up.
So the only thing that I have in addition to what's in my report is I had sent an email to the assembly, I believe yesterday, about the audio from KSDK. And I know it's been an issue. We've kind of talked about it before, but we're here. We don't hear what the people in the public hear and what KSDK hears and such. But she had some, KSDK had some engineers here, and they came in and did some extensive, you know, checking it out and stuff. And what they believe is that it's the ballasts and the lights, that once the lights heat up or the ballasts heat up, then it makes a horrible buzzing sound. Duke Mitchell with Capital Facilities is on it. He's trying to figure out what's going on to see if we can possibly, you know, replace the ballasts. Or I know Assemblymember Corson mentioned doing LED, but it's a matter of how much money do we want to put into this, you know, not knowing the future. So we're exploring options, and we'll get it fixed. I just wanted to report on that. And otherwise, if anybody has any questions.
Any questions for the borough clerk? Thanks, Kim. Mayor and Assembly business. Anybody have any reports or any comments to make? All right. Good night, Tom. Mayor and Assembly appointments, item number 10, there are none. Item 11, public hearing, we don't have one tonight. Item 12, unfinished business, there is none. Item 13A. Kim, can I bother you for another bottle of water, please?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. Item 13. Oh, thanks. Oh. Coming out of the woodwork here. Item 13A, resolution number 06-21-1589 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, levying a general tax for school and municipal purposes upon all taxable property within the borough for the tax year 2021, pursuant to Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.04.010, providing for the collection of taxes due in 2021 and prescribing penalties and interest for delinquent taxes.
Move to approve resolution number 06-21-1589.
Been moved by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Discussion, Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, just clarification. This is setting the mill levy for 2021 with no change.
Thank you. So no change in the mill. Any comments or questions? Thank you. Kim, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Pissot?
Yes. Item 13B, approval of assignment of Tidelands lease on lot 15, block 1-A, Alaska Tideland Service. Excuse me, survey 83, including the exception from Wilma E. Leslie to James D. Leslie.
Move to approve the assignment of Tidelands lease on lot 15, block 1-A, Alaska Tideland Survey 83, including the exceptions from Wilma E. Leslie to James D. Leslie.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Gilbert and moved by Powell. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I actually first want to thank the clerk who did all the heavy lifting on preparing the documents and working with the attorney on the new lease documents and the assignment. This is a straight assignment of an existing lease from one party to the other. All the terms and conditions will remain in place. The lease documents have been brought into conformance with the new Tideland lease code, and the leases will be reappraised every 5 years, and we're not resetting the clock. The leases will be reappraised when the 5 years is up in their current cycle. In this lease, I believe there's one more year left on it before it'll be reappraised for reevaluation of rental costs.
Any questions for Lisa? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Pissot?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of assignment of Tidelands lease lot B, travel lift replat from Elodie Freeman to David L. Miller.
Move to approve the assignment of the Tidelands lease on lot B, travel lift replat from Elodie Freeman to David L. Miller.
Been moved by Powell. Do we have a second?
Second.
We'll get that to Corson. Give Terry that one.
Sorry.
It's seconded by Corson. Lisa.
Mr. Mayor, same scenario, different lease. This one happens to have, I think, 3 years left on the 5-year period before a reappraisal is due. And and the applicant is here if you have any questions for him.
Mr. Miller, do you have anything you want to say to the assembly?
I do not.
Okay.
Other than, you know, let's move forward with this.
Thanks, Dave. Any other questions or thoughts from anyone? Hearing none, Pobo, please.
Yes. Assembly members, Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor
Thompson? Yes. Miller family, you guys can leave. You don't have to sit through the rest of the family. Well, or the rest
thank
of the
you guys very much.
Thank you, Dave. Approval, item 13D, approval of police department body-worn cameras policy.
Move to approve police department body-worn cameras policy.
Been moved by Powell. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Corson. Lisa.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. You guys saw the draft, and then we took that and sent it to the attorney, and he pulled from a number of different sources he has at his disposal to come up with a policy that you have in front of you. And if you have any questions, I'd like to ask the police chief to respond to those, since he's the one that will be implementing and managing the policy.
Sure. Chief Rathke, you want to come on up? Thank you, sir.
And I did bring a copy of the
free.
So this is the current model that's out. And it's attached on a plate that'll go underneath the uniform. Just come in and it's
clunk.
Pretty hard.
It's camera proof.
The button in front is you'll hit it twice. The big control button in front is what runs the device.
This big button here?
Yeah. You'll hit it twice.
You tap it twice when you go into a scene or something.
And then what's this button for?
That's the ejector.
The camera's right there, ma'am.
Oh, that's for your fingers. Yeah. Smudged it.
That's fine.
You're being filmed.
They're just beta testing them now, so the guys are trying on. There's different holders that they use for them, depending on what they're wearing for a uniform. So we're doing those right now. They're kind of getting used to them. Positive. Everybody wants them. So... that's been a great thing going forward with it. It's not too heavy. Once it's a fixed year uniform, if it gets torn off, you're going to see that. I mean, that's you got to tear pretty good to get it off. So,
Mr. Mayor, if I could just add this to the CARES Act purchase as well.
Right.
And I didn't have a chance to read Anchorage. They just came up with their policy. Did you have a chance to look at their policy and how does ours compare to theirs?
It's real similar. It's kind of a boilerplate. And like I've talked to City Manager Van Bargen about it, this is somewhat of a work in progress for us. There's going to be some bumps, but we'll get through that. So
I have a couple. Does anybody else have questions?
Just one.
Yeah.
I haven't read the current policy yet. See what I read. Was there anything in play to give you a little leeway if there's an exigent circumstance where you personally feel you need to modify the policy? It seems like it's very written in stone. Does that protect you, or do you have any leeway on?
You have a leeway when you're wearing a body cam as long as you document it in your report. So there's going to be that question: is okay? Why? Just simply somebody wanting it off. Is not a reason.
Right.
So you got to document why I talked to a victim of a crime that she didn't want to be identified, so I shut my body camera off. She was identified as.
And personally, you're confident with
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I need to hear.
Yeah. And that was a concern of ours regarding privacy. That's a major concern in the body cam industry, is obviously a neighbor three doors down coming into the police station and demanding to see that video just to be nosy. That's been a concern, and it's been addressed. So
the question I have, one is, as I read through it, I like you basically are saying it needs to be on in all interactions. If it isn't on, you need to have a good reason why it's not on, and you need to document that reason. And so... one of the thoughts that I had is you said specifically in this document that officers are not allowed to have their own body cams. These are the property of the city of Wrangell, and you cannot delete. My understanding is once it's recorded, it's there.
Correct.
Nobody can go in and delete or edit it. It is evidence, basically.
Yep.
Is there a companion policy that states that an officer is not allowed to make recordings, audio or video, of any interaction with the public?
Is there a separate one outside of the body cam policy?
Or is it included in this?
It's included that it's property thereof, and you cannot make any other copy without explicit.
I understand, but if I'm interacting with an officer, mm-hmm. and the officer is recording my interaction on a personal recorder, is there a policy by the Rengo Police Department that they are not to be running their own personal? And here's the reason why. Somebody, you know, your guys see people at their worst.
Right.
And if that was to be heard by somebody else or, you know, whatever, that there's, to me, anything that records an interaction with one of our police officers and a citizen is our property. That is for you to use as evidence, and they can't be taken away and selectively used.
That's documented in here.
It says video only. Video.
Yeah, if you want it, we can put video audio.
I don't think anybody should be doing their own recording.
No, and that's why we put that in there explicitly. Was I guess I didn't spell out video and audio. I just put camera, body worn camera.
We can
split that in there.
Perfect. And I like the consent. And, you know, obviously there's going to be times where you can't get consent with it because stuff just happens too fast. But I think it's important. Well, our community is getting used to this as well, that officers inform people you're being recorded. And more than likely, hopefully, you'll get maybe a little better behavior.
Yeah, well, it's got, on the device, when you take a look at it, it's got a built-in 30-second... When you hit this, you can be driving around and it can be on, but it's not recording.
Okay.
So you can get out real quick, and now you're ready to go. So you don't have to hit it every time. You know, it's got that delay feature in it. And then the other thing is if there's 2-3 other people there, when you download it into the software, the supervisor can actually pull all 3 cameras together and kind of get a, I don't want to say Monday Night Football view, but, you know, if I'm standing here, somebody else is standing there, and somebody's standing here, they're actually in the software package. You can actually get that bigger view.
Oh, wow.
Different camera angles. So, you know, the other thing that they have on it, there's a couple other things that we didn't purchase that this one can do, and that is that you can actually download this on your phone, on your laptop, so the officers will have it on their phone so they can look at it. You can see it in real time in your squad. If we had squad computers here, you can see it real time, so you know what you're coming up into. It also activates, this one does not, because we did not buy that package, but they also have a software program that it activates if it hears a gunshot. It automatically comes out of it. If it thinks it heard a gunshot, it'll actually come on.
But not a knife.
So the technology is really going. We will have these for about, I think it's 2 years, and then we get an upgrade, an automatic upgrade in the package we purchased, which is what we wanted. So I think that technology is coming. It just is what it is.
Anybody else have any other questions for Chief Patty?
Just one. Is there a light that comes on that indicates to the public that they're being recorded?
No.
No light.
There'll be a light on here. You'll hit it, and a light comes on, and then the light goes away.
Okay.
Mm. Because, obviously, if you're in public, you have no expectation of privacy.
Right.
And that's where the concern is when if I have to come to your house for an incident, you know, it's the public rights and knowledge versus your personal.
Right. I'd also imagine that if you're trying to be somewhat covert at nighttime and you got a big light right there.
You've got the iron
man.
That's
really
on the front of you.
Yeah, that's really not a good
thing. So there's some automatic features on these that are really nice for officer safety, especially because there's sometimes we send officers, you know, by themselves to certain halls, and we're, you know, we just do staffing. That's how it works.
Fantastic. Thanks, Chief. Excellent work. Appreciate it very much. Any other questions or comments?
When we get done beta testing them, I'll be more than happy to show you a video.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
The quality and stuff like that.
We want some action shots.
I think it's a good positive step forward, and it's really important that the guys are really adamant they really want it.
Fantastic. So remember, Corson?
Yeah, some cameras, they have automatic LED lights that come on to amplify light. These do not, correct?
These do not.
So what you see is what he saw.
Right. These were designed, they wanted to give whoever's going to view it, they wanted you to kind of have what exactly the officer's seeing, not something that's enhanced, because obviously if something goes wrong, that's not the clear picture. And it takes about 30 pictures per minute, or I mean per second, I'm sorry. So it takes a lot of pictures. So it's pretty good. It's pretty clear.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks very much, Chief. Thanks, appreciate you giving us a heads up on this. Any other questions? Full vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Morgan.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
David Powell.
Yes.
Corson.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud.
Yes. Item 13E, resolution number 06-21-1590, the Assembly of the City Borough, Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2021 budget in the Harbor Fund, transferring $22,750 from the Harbor Fund Reserve to the Harbor Fund Facility Repair and Maintenance Account and authorizing its expenditure for Myers Chuck Floatplane Dock Replacement.
Move to approve resolution number 06-21-1590.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Sorry. Second.
We'll give that one to Powell. I love how excited everybody is. I see Norris in waiting as well. Lisa, do you have a report for us on this?
Mr. Mayor, this again is one of the critical things we realized needed to be done immediately when we were in Myers Chuck. Harbor Master Steve Miller got after this right away, actually contacted the company that did the Shoemaker Bay floats for us. They had extra material in their shop and were able to build this at like half the cost it would have normally been for us. And that's FOB Wrangell. So my hat's off to the Harbor Master for getting us a good deal.
I can say I went down and saw this, and this is a life safety issue. This is how people get in and out of Myers Chuck by plane, and it's just so important. So I'm really glad that you were able to. We really kind of under-promised, over-delivered on this, and that's fantastic. Steve, thanks for pulling it off. Any other questions? Hearing none, pull vote, please.
Yes, Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud.
Yes, item 13F, resolution number 06-21-1591. Of the Assembly of City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2021 budget in the Harbor Fund, transferring $12,100 from Harbor Fund reserves to the Harbor Fund Capital Equipment Account and authorizing its expenditure for Harbor Skiff engine replacement. Assembly Member Powell is going to recuse himself on this one. Someone want to make the motion?
Move to approve resolution number 06-21-1591.
Move. Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Morrison, moved by Gilbert. Lisa?
Yeah, the harbor staff were feeling left out because Myers Chuck was getting all the new stuff, so they broke their engines. No, I'm sure the assembly saw the pictures in the agenda statement of the lower unit on that engine, and Steve can certainly speak to that if you have any questions on its condition, but it was not salvageable.
Was that because it's a Mercury?
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, so what happened there, Steve? Maybe you could explain the pictures.
Over the years, we have, when we had that as new, it within the first year or so, we started losing paint on it. And we were pulling it out, trying to zinc chromate it and everything else. And we don't have damage to the vessel, so we're trying to figure out exactly what is causing this. I mean, the engine is 8 years old, and it gets work extremely hard. Like when we're breaking ice and stuff, we're peeling paint off a lot of times off that lower unit. And over time, aluminum, of course, is not one of the better items to have just hanging out in the salt water. And as you can see, it's pitted clear through. And it's not only just the lower unit, it needs an exhaust housing as well. And then by the time you start compounding all that and then adding on the Bay Company's wages to do the labor and stuff, it's just really not salvageable at that point.
Do we tilt that engine when it's sitting around, or is it staying
in the wintertime? We have to keep them down to keep them from freezing. And so we're protecting it at that point, but in the summer times, we do try to keep them tilted up. So.
Does it chew the zincs as well, or is it just...
The zincs aren't showing the wear as the engine, nor the lower unit is. So.
Interesting. Any other questions for Mr. Mayor, Miller?
Where did the original motor come from?
Right.
I was just digging at Dave. That's fine. It's fine.
You can recluse yourself, but you're still a target, obviously. And you only got the one quote.
one returned. I asked for both companies, and I only had one that responded. So.
Yeah. My understanding it's tough to get motors right now, so the fact that there's even one here is amazing.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Any other questions for Lisa or thoughts? Pull vote, please, Kim.
Sure. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Horson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Pusanka?
Yes. Item 13G, resolution number 06-21-1592 of the Assembly of City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the sale by outcry auction of the public land in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Chapter 16.12, specifically Lot 5, Block 59A, Industrial Subdivision, amended plat, plat number 85-8, Wrangell Recording District.
Move to approve resolution number 06-21-1592.
Been moved by Powell. Do you have a second?
Dalrymple.
Second. Dalrymple seconded. discussion. Got one in. Wow. Thanks, Steve.
Can I? Mr. Mayor, I have a, I guess a question more, but on the outcry bid, is that normal for real estate?
It is.
You can do it. Is there advantages to that, or?
Yeah, because people bid stuff up.
Okay, it's competitive.
It becomes more competitive. Yep, exactly.
Thank you.
And the other thing that we're, I'm sorry, I can repeat.
Nope.
The one of the other things you'll notice that we've done in there to help get interest in this is I've started the bidding at 10% less than the fair market value as an incentive to get people in the door. Mm-hmm. So. As a rule, we would see it climb above that, but you want to give people an honest chance to get it for the appraised value. So,
sorry, Dave, did you have your hand up, and then Terry?
I just want for the public, where is this located?
So, thank you, Assembly Member Powell. All of those words were a lengthy way and a legal jargon way of saying we're selling the Armory Building by outcry auction in approximately 35 days.
So I have another question.
Yep.
I look at the site that Kim uses all the time because it has surplus on it from all around Alaska, actually all around everywhere. And they have property on there all the time. And from what I understand, it goes way above because it goes out to so many people. My question is, why are we not putting that on that site?
I actually didn't even think about it, Mr. Powell. I didn't.
Kim?
So, in talking to the rep, who I think is the same rep that Mrs. Powell talks to, there is a way that you can put property on there, but it's more extensive. So I would have to do more training with her to be able to do that. But it is possible.
Yep. Okay, so that was my question. Is I know that it costs money to the person buying.
Yep.
There's no cost to us when you do buy something. The person actually pays that. And so that was my question, is that if you have something worth $100,000 and it's, you got to pay 1% or 2%, I can't remember what the percentages are, that's quite an extensive payment. So, it was just a question. I'm not saying let's throw it on there. I was just wondering why, what the percentage would be to the person that buys it on that site. That's just a question.
Mr. Kim?
So, yes, she did tell me when I went through that training with her that it's comparable to what you would pay a realtor. She said it's what you would pay a realtor for, their realtor fees.
So that's like 10 or 12%, isn't it?
No. Three.
No?
Three, four.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Assembly Member Corson?
The first question is purely educational on my part.
Sure.
Outcry auction. I'm not familiar with the term.
It's if you think of a cattle auction where people go...
Okay.
Yeah.
I figured that's what it was.
So Lisa's going to be up there with a gavel.
Auctioneering.
Hell, I'll pay to see that. And the second question is just clarify, it's not just the building, it's the property.
It's the whole property, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Assembly Member Corson.
Okay, thank you.
So, Assembly Member Corson.
I just have a quick suggestion. If this works, and it works well, if we put it on the site, we should maybe think about putting the Institute property and the Byford property on that site too.
Sounds good if it works.
So the question I have actually then is, would the assembly, it postpones it, would you prefer to postpone it so we can look at that as an option and give you the pros and the cons and bring this back at the next meeting rather than approving it tonight?
I think any time that we can make more on the sale of items, and if what Dave's brought forward would help us do that, then why rush it? We've waited this long. But that's just my opinion. Would somebody like to make a motion?
I was so excited we were getting this across the finish line.
I will check into it first thing tomorrow, and I can have an answer. I can, if you want, I can send out.
How many days did we say we were going to wait for this anyways?
We have to publish it for 30 days. And so I think the timeline that I gave is actually about 35.
And I can actually publish it for longer than the 14 days. I can choose how long to publish it for. So it would be out there, and we can blast the public notice.
From the website.
Yeah, from every. But the public surplus site, it's typically I put auction items for 14 days, but I can list as long as I want.
So I guess what I'm saying is technically we can buy a bit of time here. You've got 30 days basically once we vote on this. You should have your answers relatively quickly if it's going to be a go or not. If it doesn't cost us anything and we feel, you know, I don't think we have to revisit it. We could just go for it.
No, if you approve this resolution, this outlines that it is to be sold by outcry and by what methodology at that outcry.
I understand. Right. Is there no way for someone who's participating through the site to participate in the outcry?
No, it's not like that.
Oh, so we would have to, it's either outcry or
it's this way. Think of it like eBay.
I kind of feel that we would probably generate more money going on. Well, is that like eBay where you bid, then the next,
I keep interrupting, I'm so sorry. And if somebody puts a bid in 15 minutes, I believe it's 15 minutes, toward the end, it'll extend it. Or within the 15 minutes, it'll extend it another 15 minutes. And another 15 minutes, and another 15 minutes.
It's a feeding frenzy.
Yeah.
That's... So thinking about the public safety building being funded.
No. I gave Kim's explicit instructions.
We have to
get that out of the hospital. The hospital surplus has to pay for that building's renovation.
Which I will say that the public surplus site, it's done very well.
All right, well, let's postpone it then. Can someone make that motion? I think it's a good idea that we understand all of our options so we maximize the funds.
I apologize. I didn't even think of that.
Me too. I should have thought about it.
So I thought about it last night.
Okay, all right. So now I'm not feeling bad because we talked about this previously.
Move to postpone resolution 06-21-1592.
Moved by Corson. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Dalrymple. Any discussion? Full vote, please, Kim.
Yes.
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisano?
Yes. I'm sorry, Lisa, I did have one further question on this. How is it that this building has mitigation issues and we can sell it, but we can't sell the hospital that has mitigation issues?
So I think there are varying degrees. Let me back up here. I was actually surprised when the attorney came back and said as long as we disclosed the information in the Armory building, he didn't think it would be an issue to sell it. I think part of that is related to the fact that the asbestos is in mastic in the floor tile, and so it's considered non-friable, which is the least, you know, in the it's not, you know, it's not the worst asbestos, it's not the friable kind that gets airborne the minute you touch it. The situation with the hospital is there's a far greater amount. We may also be able to do something with the hospital. The reason why I have always said that when you have asbestos, it goes with you for the life, you know, the responsibility is yours for life, is that when I was in Valdez, these same attorneys advised us of that, and we actually demolished a building that was completely fine because of the asbestos instead of selling that building. Because we were told that the issue would be with us forever. So we demolished a perfectly good building because of that.
So I think, sorry, not to get too far off of this particular item, but given the new, that changes things potentially for the hospital. So we should investigate that as well at that point to determine if it's if there's friable asbestos and so on. I just would like to know what our options are. Okay. Item 13H, approval of health insurance renewal for fiscal year 2022.
Move to approve health insurance renewal for Premier Blue Cross Blue Shield for FY 2022.
Been moved by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Gilbert. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The first thing I want to say is Brian Hardy from USI, that's our insurance, our health insurance broker, was on Zoom but was having a very difficult time hearing, so we said we'd just call him if we had any questions.
Okay,
sounds so good. Just we may need to pause if you do. We did an extensive review, or USI did an extensive review for us and came back with some options. But we are recommending that we stick with the existing policy that we have. Thankfully, there is no increase for this year. Last year, we actually had a 2.5% decrease in premiums, so we're still enjoying that decrease from previous years. And frankly, because we are still in holdover in the union contract, we do not have the ability to go to a lesser value insurance. And so because we're not experiencing any cost increase, and because of that union contract issue, we're recommending a renewal with the same insurance levels. As you can see, we do have the option in the future, if we want, to leave what's called the poly-sub policy. That's the, we're part of the Alaska political subdivision policy pool, and go out on our own with Primera Blue Cross in our own policy. There are some options for savings there, somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000, depending upon what deductible level we get. We do think we can bridge that deductible increase by increasing the amount that we pay in the health savings account. Right now, our deductible on health insurance is $3,000 for an individual. But in our HRA that we have, when you get to $1,000, the city reimburses you for anything above that $1,000, between $1,000 and $3,000. And so we believe we could, if we upped the premium, or I'm sorry, the a policy deductible to $4,000 or $5,000, we could achieve very similar savings by increasing that amount in the HRA without having a huge liability to the city. What they have said is when people have increased their HRA, they don't see huge increases. It's not an exponential increase. The difference is in the co-pays. We don't have the ability to offset those, nor do we have the ability to offset the prescription drug changes. And that's been a recurring theme. The assembly and I have asked, you know, if we change these prescription drug policies, or we change the prescription drug coverage, and we end up putting some employees that have specialty drugs or other things in a very difficult position, could we just cover those costs and thereby save the entire organization a lot of money? The problem is it's very difficult for us to get the information on what those drugs are because of HIPAA, and we don't know if we might have somebody come up with a drug change, or we may have somebody new that has a drug that is a specialty drug that's outside. So the copay and the drug issue is really what keeps pushing us back into staying in the policy that we have. And I'm advocating for that highly this year because we have no increase. So.
Great. Any questions for Lisa on this? Patty.
When I looked at the policy, I didn't find any kind of program, wellness program, whereby if you have a certain percentage of participation, your premiums would be lowered.
We do not have that. I can ask Brian about wellness stuff for the future.
Yeah, and safety and things of that sort. Maybe there's something we're leaving on the table.
I'll find out about that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Patty. Full vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Darrell?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 13I, resolution number 06-21-1593 of the Assembly and City Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing Wrangell to provide and certify certain information that will permit the Southeast Alaska Power Agency to to provide financing to replace submarine cable by issuing bonds through the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank.
Move to approve resolution number 06-21-1593.
Been moved by Powell. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Morrison. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As the agenda statement states, SEPA is getting ready to go to the Municipal Bond Bank for bonding for the replacement of the cable between Warnowski and Bank Islands that connects the power line from here to Petersburg. And this is, it's necessary for them to be able to get financing. As a member of that utility, we may be required to provide certain information about our finances and other things. And so this just authorizes this so that they can have the necessary paperwork. And as I indicated, we did this in 2019 when SEPA refinanced, I think, $6 or $7 million worth of bonds back then. So this is really a housekeeping issue.
The only thing I'll add is that this is not a for sure going through the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank. We're pursuing it just to see if it's a possibility, and because it's very favorable rates other places too. So.
So we may, looks like if that's the case, we may have to come back to you with a different resolution if they end up not going there. So no big deal.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Gilbert.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Corson.
Yes.
And Mayor Pisanka.
Yes. Item 13J, our last item at 13, approval to amend the approval to pay for C-level COVID-19 testing up to $70,000 for the 2021 processing season, approved at the regular assembly meeting of May 25th, 2021.
Move to amend the approval of paying for C-level COVID-19 testing up to $70,000 for the 2021 processing season, approved at the regular assembly meeting of May 25, 2021, by removing sea level and inserting all seafood processors.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Morrison. Moved by Gilbert. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm actually going to ask Assembly Member Gilbert to speak to this. She asked for it to be brought back as an amendment, but I can just tee this up. At our last meeting, it was brought up during discussion that rather than just having this available to sea level, we should make it available to all of the processors. As the Assembly is aware, we have a new processor coming into town, and we may want to provide the same courtesy to them. And so this was brought back for consideration on the agenda.
Patty?
Yes, the borough manager, Von Vargen, is correct. And we're amending a previously approved motion. And I also thought, rather than just offering it to one seafood processor, because that's a private entity, we should open it up. We did not have this option last year because the vaccine wasn't available at that time. Now I'm hoping that their workers are vaccinated so that it cuts down on any transmission. We can also amend this further. It's an open motion. I also thought about the tourist industry, charter operators, if they bring people in to work their season. But I read in the paper that they may not need that kind of testing.
I'm not
in favor of this, but I just have a question. Are other communities that have seafood processors and seafood processors, are they also financing the testing for those workers?
I know that Seward is for sea level, okay, in particular for Pacific seafood.
My understanding is Trident is mandating every one of their workers has a vaccine or you can't come to work for them.
Well, that sounds like an absolutely wonderful idea
because
to me.
It's free. Yeah. And it's foolproof, and you don't have to worry about contaminating your community.
So hopefully, we won't be going through the $70,000 if everyone's vaccinated.
They're not all vaccinated.
I know.
That's the issue.
My issue with this is that we already have a free testing program in Wrangell at the airport.
I know.
So I don't understand why they have to have us paying for their further testing. And I appreciate that it's, it's not the city's money, it's the Fed's money, but we have to be responsible for the Fed's money as well as our own money. why they showed up when we already have, the state has a free program at the airport, because what it says to me is they don't want to wait for the jet to come in. They want to go up and pay at the hospital every time they want a test. I think it's a waste of money. And I know that's not the amendment that's being put forward, but anybody can go get a free test in this town. Anybody. You don't have to go to the hospital. As a matter of fact, they like it if you go to the airport, because then they don't have to send someone up to the trailer. So, I would rather see sea level push that all their people are vaccinated than going on a testing machine, because we know what happened. They were tested before, and we had people coming into town with the vax, with COVID.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I voted against this last time, and I do like the idea of it being expanded, and kind of like the idea of expanding it even more if we could. But I'm kind of like with you, Steve. Maybe this is a combination of testing, but I think we should, maybe it would be the incident command would work with sea level and see if they can. I mean, their goal here should be vaccinations as soon as possible. That may not fit into their schedules of their workers and stuff, but again, they can get a free vaccination as well. So that should be the objective overall, I think. And maybe this testing is the interim step to that goal. Anyway, that's my thoughts on it.
Your thoughts?
Yeah.
Dave?
I can't remember what I voted on this last time, but I believe I voted no on this last time. And I agree with Steve. I mean, you can get free testing. Why are we? I still think this is ridiculous that we are going to pay for this. And at the time, I voted no because of one entity. Now you're going to expand it, but it's still, if it's free somewhere, go to the free ones. I mean, if it doesn't fit your schedule well, then change your schedule. That's the way I feel about it. If we can get it free somewhere where else, then why are we paying and wasting this money on that?
It is interesting to me that Trident just mandated and just said, everybody that works for us has to have a vaccine. And they just basically put their foot down, and that's the best way to eradicate, not through testing. Mm-hmm. So, and it protects the communities that they operate in, that their workers will not be vectors. So, but that's not, we're not here to discuss whether we're going to do it. We're here to discuss the expansion. That is the motion on the table.
May I?
Yep, please go ahead.
So, and I'm obviously, I think, going to need the clerk to weigh in here. If the motion goes down, the original motion, the original approval remains intact, correct? So if the amendment, if this motion fails, then the original 70,000 testing. So if the assembly, just because I've heard alternate points of view here, wants something different to happen, the motion needs to be further amended.
Kim, are we treading on thin ice if we're making a motion that undoes a previous motion?
So are you looking to, get rid of the whole thing? Or?
So let's say somebody said, I don't want to have any of this. I want to amend the motion to be that we're not paying for testing.
So the best thing to do, because that would be to rescind something previously adopted, and the way that you would do that is this motion would have to fail, and then somebody can make a motion to rescind this that was previously adopted on May 25th, and that would take a super majority. So that would be at least 5 people have to vote yes for that to be approved.
Question?
To be approved.
Lisa, do you have confirmation that you're going to have testing at the airport moving through the end of June?
Through the end of June. With the state has a contract through the end of June. Beyond that, I don't know yet. Okay. I haven't heard from Jamie or Dorian. The state has made a decision. They were still deliberating on whether they were going to go past the end of June. And then we were talking with Search to see if we could use the money we had gotten from the state to perhaps continue that contract.
Can we access FEMA funds to continue the testing at the airport?
I'm not sure about that. But we got that grant from the state for $125,000 for access to testing and vaccination. So that is what we would plan to use for sure, to extend the airport contract.
And that's open to everybody?
and we'd be open to everybody.
You don't have to single anybody out. All right.
During hours of operation.
During hours of operation, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody want to amend?
So this motion
Have to be voted. We have to vote on this motion. Sorry. Thank you, Kim. All right. Any further discussion on this particular motion?
Yes.
Assemblymember Powell.
If we vote this one in and then rescind the other one, will it take this out also?
No.
Well,
let me think. Because if this one is voted in and then somebody immediately makes a motion to rescind this one, but it's just cleaner to vote this one down and then to vote to rescind something previously adopted.
My problem with that is if we vote this one down and the other one does not get rescinded, then we accomplish nothing.
Right, but what the for cleanliness, doesn't it also, if you're going to rescind, it has to be somebody who voted in the affirmative to rescind? No, you can just rescind it? Ooh.
So if you... Book.
Good.
We talked about this.
Robert's rule of accidents.
He's going to yell Yahtzee any minute.
Patty, we are doing so well.
I had 8:45, so.
Well, we still could get there.
I don't see a road down.
This doesn't.
She's a numbers gal. So I'm correct. It has to be a person who voted in the affirmative rescinds it, or makes the motion to rescind.
Yes.
I would say yes.
Okay. All right. So.
So that would have to be either assembly members Morrison or Gilbert and Corson, I believe.
Right. It was a 4-3 split. Okay. So at this point, I'm going to call the motion. The amended motion. And then we'll vote on the motion.
No.
Okay?
No.
Both, no. No motion. No, what?
It's
well,
one
did,
motion.
Did you amend it?
No.
Oh, no. This was just, all right. Calling the motion. Poll vote, please.
Hold on one second.
What are we? We're voting on this.
On this.
Okay.
Yes. You're voting to amend the original motion.
We're voting to
passed.
Amend the original
right.
motion.
Okay. So that's my question. We are voting to amend the original motion to add people. If we rescind the original motion, it will take this motion out also.
But what you're saying is just vote this one up or down. If we vote it up, that's fine. We can still rescind the original.
But if we rescind the original, there would be no point in doing that.
I understand. I'm just trying to answer.
So I would say the best way to do this, because the motion is to amend something previously adopted. So if the assembly votes and votes it down, somebody can make another motion, and it can be anybody, because this was advertised. So it could be anybody to make the motion to rescind
the original
approval. So does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be to rescind the approval to pay for C-level testing. And then end with...
I'm a little bit nervous about that, because I'm pretty sure I have read previously that the person, and we discussed this in your office, I'm sure, too.
I'm positive.
That's
it has to be a person that voted the affirmative. Let's let this play out.
Well, we can, if you want to, we can do that, and then I will double check on
I
that.
I would prefer that we have a person that made the motion originally do the... Okay, but at this point, we're going to vote up or down on the motion.
This one.
Please call the roll, okay. Kim.
Assembly members Gilbert?
No.
Morrison?
No.
Dalrymple?
No.
Powell?
No.
Corson?
No.
And Mayor
Persson? Yes. No, I'm just kidding. That was a good idea. Okay.
Mayor?
Yes, Assembly Member Gilbert.
I move to rescind the original motion made on May 25, 2021 concerning the payment for C-level seafood for COVID-19 testing up to $70,000 for the 2020 processing season.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Been seconded by Morrison and moved by Gilbert. Any discussion on this recension?
She's going to come over that table.
Mr. Mayor, I do have just one comment. I do not know if they have already sent some of their people for testing. So if they have, we will be obligated to pay for that.
Absolutely.
That's...
Any other questions, comments? Hearing none, poll vote on the recension.
This is exciting. Assembly members, Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Yes.
And not exciting for content, but exciting because of the nerdy poll.
I know, that was wonky. That was wonky. All right, 14. Attorney's files available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session. Executive session regarding collective bargaining update.
Pursuant to AS 44.62.310(c)(3), I move to approve that we go into executive session and invite the borough collective bargaining team, borough manager, and attorney to discuss and provide an update of the status of the collective bargaining negotiations, a matter which by law, municipal charter, or ordinance is required to be confidential.
We move. Do we have a second?
Second.
And seconded by Powell. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And
Mayor Thompson? Yes. And Terry will cut you free.
Yes, sir.
And we'll take a quick break here. We'll have our executive session in here. So we will recess at 8:33. Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Chief.